Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I like traveling, and my suspicion is many of you do as well, maybe for different reasons. I will say this, traveling does throw off my schedule because I don't know where I'm going to record. I don't know what the studio will look like, whatever. And so I get a little concerned about that. But and I also, in full disclosure, I get way behind because, you know, you're just on a plane. If the plane doesn't have a connection, you know, like a power thing, then, you know, my computer runs out of juice in 30 minutes. So I'm struggling on that. And you just can't concentrate on a plane because sometimes people want to chat you up. And, you know, sometimes you're just tired. The other day when I was on this particular trip, I had to get up super early in the morning. Generally speaking, I'm getting up around 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning to catch a 6 o'clock flight or something like that. So it can be very disruptive. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. But despite having my schedule thrown off, I love traveling because it's sort of you get into the petri dish of life at that point. You know, you become sort of this big observer of everything that's going on in the world, and it takes you outside of the little microcosm that you may live in. It opens your mind up to things that you probably were like, well, you know, I'm caught up. Here's the way my life works, and my life is the way things should be. And, well, it isn't. Your life is very different. Even the place where you live is very different. I live in Arizona. It's very dry. It's, you know, brown. I joked with the person who I was riding on the plane with. I said, what is that color out there? Because everything was so green. The girl started laughing. She happened to have been from Missouri. She was from Rolla. And, of course, I used to live in Missouri, so I knew it quite well, so we had a short conversation about that. But we didn't become airplane buddies. So, anyway, the observations, the people watching and the such, the conversations that you get to have, that's where you really, I think, learn a lot about Americana. So, as I mentioned, on my way to Pennsylvania for this event with Bannon, and it was an election integrity event thing, and as I'm in the plane, looking out the window, you know, of course, I see all this lush green, trees everywhere. Saw the Allegheny River and just the Pennsylvania's topography. And then we flew over Three Mile Island, which was weird in a way because I knew what had happened there. But as I mentioned, a very different look than Arizona, and something I hadn't seen in quite a while. And I always sit by the window when I fly, but sometimes I just close it and I don't bother to look. But I did want to give you some ideas around things that I noticed. I noticed how much open land there is in America. And for the record, when I fly over China and I fly over areas of Europe, lots of open land. I see lots of little towns. When I was on this flight, I was looking out and I saw lots of little towns and homes scattered about the countryside. And I wondered if these people are as caught up in the political melodramas that play out every day in our lives, things that we're paying attention to. The people listening to this program, where are you located? Are you in a suburb of a big city or are you outside in the country where I grew up? I will say this, just from my own personal observations, I know when I grew up in the country, my grandparents watched TV. We paid attention to things. But keep in mind, this was decades ago when we would be watching TV and stuff, and government wasn't nearly as, what's the word I'm looking for? It didn't encroach on your life the way it does today. Anyway, just more of a curiosity. But what was interesting is when I rent my car, I plug in the navigation stuff, which is really cool because I remember thinking about the old days of using maps and how you literally, when I was in sales, I would have maps in my briefcase so I could map out everything in the city, and I would have to study, where am I going to go from here to here to here to here, and I'd have to do all the work. I was just thinking about the time savings. I'm just running through my brain on this particular trip and why it was of interest to me, all these little things. But I'm taking these back roads into the small town, landing in Pittsburgh, and then going to the small town before I get to this event, which was another 20 minutes away in an absolutely phenomenal location. And I'm thinking, how do you come to your political views as I'm traversing these towns? These people are not caught up in border issues. I don't think they have many, you know, school issues per se. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they're not worried about riots. Crime isn't a big deal. Once I got outside of Pittsburgh, life became very normal. It really is, folks, two different worlds. And I'm traveling along these little roads, looking at these beautiful little homes, some big homes, and I started wondering, I wonder what it costs to live here. And here's what I did know. Once I got outside of Pittsburgh, the cost of living dropped dramatically. I ended up at Oakmont, where they play the U.S. Open. Beautiful little quaint town. Of course, I'm there in the prime. The temperature's perfect. It's a postage, you know, it's a postcard how beautiful this place is. And we end up going to dinner, met with one of my partners, the guy that got me onto Wimpkin, Jason, and he's got some people that came over. Well, this couple comes to meet us for dinner, and it turns out they're big fans of my work. And I said to the guy, where'd you first see me? He goes, oh, Fox News. And I said, well, you haven't seen me on there in a while. He says, I haven't watched Fox News in over 3 years. I said, well, I haven't been on Fox News in over 5 years. And he goes, I wondered where you were. And I said, well, I've been here the whole time. But he was excited that we were going to go to dinner together, which we did. We had dinner together with him, he and his wife. His wife he met in the Philippines. So, again, looking around at everything that was there, just enjoying this life, I wondered, are people, you know, when we look at the disjoint, why aren't people getting it? Are they getting it? You get in these little towns that are being dictated to by the big cities that are, you know, that are epicenters for all the politics, and you wonder, do these people care? Because their lives are so distant from the things that we see. Or are they plugged in to the degree that my grandparents were, to where we really did pay attention? I don't have an answer. I'm just more curious than anything. Maybe you live in one of these little small towns. Short break, folks. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA. IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You know what you learn when you're traveling? You learn that things are expensive. Go to the airport. There should be a law that says the airport cannot charge more for food than you get outside of the airport. For example, a coffee shop, it's in the airport. You're captive. Starbucks in the airport will be 20% higher than Starbucks outside. And this is true of all of them. Pete's Coffee, all of them. All these chains charge more for their food. Limited menus, but more for the food. There should be a law. You've already paid your money. You're captive. You have no choice but to order food there. How do poor people survive it? I'm asking this question for myself. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. It's just amazing the charges for stuff. I rented a car. Melissa goes, 2 days. Normally, I can rent a car for 2 days for about $115. A car for 2 days $313. $150 a day. What am I renting? A Ferrari? This is insane. How does the average person travel, you know, try to move about the country when you're traveling, when the food costs and all that stuff is higher? Now, I can go eat wherever I want once I land, but if I'm not from the indigenous tribe, how do I know where the cheap food is? And is there even any such thing as cheap food anymore in America under Biden's inflation? It's crazy. The Biden economy, folks, people are scared. The powers that be are keeping a lid on the tempest in the teapot. We are not being told just how bad things are because it would make people run to the banks to get our money. Interesting part of my travels recently, I met a guy, you know, airplane talk, and said, what do you do? He says, I work for, I deal with banks. And he was going up to deal with a PNC bank, I believe it was. And I said, how are they doing? He says, oh, they're doing fine. I said, really? With all the banking stuff that's going on? He says, yeah. Well, he goes, they're a large mid-sized bank. And he goes, those will be fine. He says, all the banks at the upper food chain are going to be fine. I said, yeah, because they bought all the lower banks for pennies on the dollar. And he started chuckling. He goes, yeah, you're right. And so we talked a little bit about that, and he essentially said that, yeah, we will avert the crisis because all these big guys are going to gobble up the little guys at a loss, and their portfolios are going to, he goes, I think he said J.P. Morgan Chase added a net worth of $3 billion, which to them is small. It's a rounding error, but it's a lot of money. Think about it. If you're an investor in J.P. Morgan Chase, now there's lots of them, but you all split $3 billion new dollars. That's how it works. But what I will tell you this is there are hints that even though the world is going to keep on turning and, you know, the system is going to work and absorb and do what it does, or as we say in the vernacular, it's going to do what it do, there are hints that people are feeling this in the economy. And one of them is through this thing called cash stuffing. Now, I'm going to read this. It says, cash stuffing is the current take on an old-age envelope system of budgeting. Taking cash and stuffing envelopes or folders or whatever you want to use for different categories of spending in your monthly budget, says Greg McBride, chief financial analyst at Bankrate. Says, why is it a sound way to keep your budget and spending on track? McBride says that by resorting to cash only, the aim is to avoid credit card debt altogether by limiting spending to what cash you have allotted for each different expense category. Now, here's what struck me as funny about it. One, they are trying to discourage cash in this society. There are places that won't take your cash, but they want you to cash stuff. So whenever there's competing ideologies, it makes my brain go on the Spidey alert. Why are we now encouraging cash when, and you know, not too long ago we were talking about cash is going to go away, the penny is going to go away, the don't ask for your change back, you know, exact money if you give it to us because we're not going to give you back change. Stuff like that was happening in the time of COVID, and now suddenly they're going cash stuffing. Here's an article being written about it. It bubbled up. See, if they didn't want you to know about cash stuffing, they would just do what they did about everything else that they want to cut off. Don't, you know, oh, don't talk about the shot. Don't talk about Wu Flu. Don't talk about Joe Biden and his demented capacity. Don't talk about Hunter. Well, how does this article rise up to the surface? Cash stuffing. So they want you to avoid credit card debt altogether. Here's what's funny about it. Now, from a personal level, Collier got his first credit card. His mom put his name on a credit card. He goes out, out and about. He comes home. He says, hey, I had to spend $6 on a drink and I forget something else on something. And his mom said to him, what are you doing? You can't just, that's for you to get gas for the car and for an emergency, not for you. And he goes, well, it just didn't seem like that big of a deal. And here's what it amounted to. He said, because I wasn't spending my cash, it just seems like air money. It's not a, you know, it's not a transaction. I just went in, I handed somebody some air, and they gave me my McDonald's or my Culver's burger, and I got a $6 drink because we were really thirsty. And my pet peeve is that we will have Gatorade or Powerade at the house, and he won't take one, and then the first thing that happens when we get to a ball game is we'll run out and get him a Gatorade. And I'm like, okay, so the 25-cent Gatorade that we buy in bulk at Sam's or whatever isn't worth taking, but let's go spend $2.49 or 10 times that. It's just a pet peeve because I grew up very poor. It wouldn't happen for me. My grandmother would be, if you didn't bring one of those cheap ones from the house, you just got to deal with it. But it is a lesson. Because kids don't understand the value of money until it's a transactional thing. I earn $10, and now as I start to spend it, I see how fast it can go. And this credit system that allows these kids not to see the money, the transaction, the speed of it, how much it takes to earn it, how fast it can go, I think is part of the problem. But let's go back to the economy. They're telling you Biden's economy is bad enough to where you better be thinking about going back to cash stuffing because we can't control it anymore. I mean, and you have to admit, folks, if you aren't watching your money, if you don't see your money, it's difficult for you to determine where it's going. That's why, for example, the IRS decided we're going to just take your money from you from the beginning and not leave it to you to give it to us later. They understand how money works. They're like, we'll get ours first and then you can request it back. Think about the psychology of that. The same with the psychology of credit. Credit feels like, hey, it's out there. I don't have to pay it back until I have to pay it back. I don't know where this is going. It was a thought. It just kind of hit me because of this whole thing around cash stuffing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. It's 18 years in prison for Stuart Rhodes, the founder of the Oath Keepers. That's the sentence on his conviction for seditious conspiracy surrounding the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. inside the Capitol. More back and forth on the debt ceiling.
If we default, if we come close to default, there is only one person to blame, and it's Speaker McCarthy.
Washington State Democrat Pramila Jayapal on the debt ceiling showdown. McCarthy, though, remains confident.
We will get this done, and we will have a better bill because of it.
The House has passed a bill that will bump fentanyl to a Schedule I drug. The goal is to stop drug makers from avoiding prosecution by making small tweaks in the chemical makeup of their products. The Supreme Court's dialing down Uncle Sam's ability to regulate wetlands in a case from Idaho. The court says a federally designated wetland must be connected to a larger body of water. Richard Johnson, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I can't imagine that most Americans are not appalled at the Biden family. A friend of mine said that he didn't think that even any news about the Bidens even reaches the least common denominator voters. And forget whether it's Hunter, whether it's Joe, whether it's Joe showering with Ashley, etc., what Joe says about black folks. It's all just sugar-coated, and by the time it gets down to the masses, nobody cares. And I thought to myself, okay, well, I find that hard to believe because, you know, they are the, quote, first family. And even though you may try to, sugarcoat what they do, at the end of the day, you can't cover everything up. And particularly when you have a family that is built from Maury the way this family is. You know, how do you do that? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. But let's just say for the sake of this discussion that people don't know what's going on with the Bidens. Let's just pretend that. Then isn't it the responsibility of the Republicans to make sure that they do? I mean, think about everything that we hear about Donald Trump all the time. What do we hear about the Republicans in general, the conservative movement? Anything that happens, it is widely publicized. We play so many mashups, or what they call supercuts, where the left are telling us, Trump's going down, Trump's going down, Trump's about to go down, Trump's going down, Trump's going down, Trump's going down. And you just go to, you think to yourself, what's our orchestrated effort to let people know that these people are crooks and they're going down? What are we doing? How do you continue to lose something? If you're in a marketing and you say, okay, they're out marketing me, selling my product, Coke and Pepsi, who's going to do more? Are you just going to let them run roughshod over you, or are you going to respond? And as I think about this, I say to myself, we are horrible marketers. And I'm not even just going to blame the party, because you have a personal responsibility. I mean, many of you, you listen to my program, and I know you have friends, and you're listening, and you're upset. You're upset about something. You're upset about Bidenflation. You're upset about the state of the world and where we sit in the world. You're upset that the Biden family are colluded with the Chinese, with the Chinese spy, worked with them, that they receive money. There's all kinds of things that you're upset about. On a personal level, you're upset about paying so much in taxes. You're upset about how your kids are being marginalized in school, treated in school. if your kids are white, I guarantee you, you're mad because they're being treated as racist. If you're black, you should be mad because they're being treated as infants. And I could go on. So if you're upset about something, why isn't the word getting out? I believe that it is, but it isn't being done by the party, by the Republican Party. It's not an orchestrated thing to get the word out. The Republican Party doesn't seem to have the same sense of urgency. This is just my opinion, but they don't seem to have the same sense of urgency that we have about this stuff. We're talking about a debt ceiling right now, and the Republicans think they're winning. Oh, we're holding his fire feet to the fire on the debt ceiling. Really? A multi-trillion-dollar debt ceiling that goes up every single year, and you're holding their feet to the fire? What happened to PAYGO? What happened to us paying our bills, reducing the debt each time, forcing Biden to do this? And on various issues, I mean, who's winning, woke or us? We all just, woke or broke, go woke, go broke. Who's winning? We know go woke or go broke. We've looked at, you know, right now what Target, we got Bud Light, we got Nike, we had Starbucks and all that. Look, it's temporary. It's go woke, go broke temporarily. And then what do? We start buying Bud Light or other AB products or InBev products. We start reshopping at Target, going back to Nike, wearing Nikes and stuff like that. Nothing sticks with us. We don't seem to have what's the word I'm looking for? Well, you know what I'm talking about. We won't just stick to our guns. The left will do it. They stick to their guns all the time, especially as it relates to us. Hunter Biden, he's still got his baby mama drama. And this news outlet said that Hunter Biden took a private jet to Los Angeles the morning of April 30th, flew to Washington. It reportedly took off again an hour later on its way to Arkansas. It landed in an airport located just 30 miles from the Independence County Courthouse, where the hearing took place the following day. And you can bet that Hunter Biden was met in a limo. He went to stay at one of Arkansas's, many five-star hotels, or the one, or the three-star hotels that represent the five-star hotels for the Arkansas people. But he went to stay somewhere nice, probably at a private residence of somebody that's a friend of the Clintons, while he dealt with his baby mama drama. They said not long after the meeting, the jet took off for D.C. The 7,326-mile round trip likely cost, they estimate, between $55,000 to $117,000 all in, or the value of up to 6 months in child support payments to Hunter Biden's baby mama. According to the people that know about jets and, you know, what they cost and all that kind of stuff. So, the guy who claims poverty, who claimed that the kid was not his, but now we know that it is, this very same guy, the guy whose father won't recognize his own granddaughter, has flown at a cost between $55,000 to $117,000. While he, here's the irony, claims poverty. Now look, I get it. You can live vicariously through other people. I've done it. One of my good buddies, he passed away, Foster, would take me on trips. I would never go on myself. I couldn't afford to do it. But I don't know that he would do that if I were trying to subvert the system and not pay my child support. We have people helping Hunter Biden who paid $2 million for his taxes, who are helping this man stay out of prison, and he's not exactly a solid citizen, even though Joe Biden says he's the best man that he knows. Well, if Hunter Biden is the best man that you know, I suggest you pick some new men. Find some new men to emulate or to idolize. I just find this very interesting. And everybody that wants to get close to this situation, everybody that wants to get close to the Bidens, are in some way thwarted by the very government that claims it wants to be transparent and teach us all, you know, about being good citizens. We live in probably the most politicized Department of Justice in our history. one that it is clear applies two different standards of justice depending upon what your political ideology is. And we have a group of people who want to do the right thing. In this case, IRS agents who said, you know what, we see some things that are very sticky here, and we want to make sure that, everybody, justice is being served, that everybody's being treated fairly. I'm going to ask you this, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. If you knew that Donald Trump was cheating on his taxes, potentially, or he had gotten some illegal money or whatever, would you want it exposed? Or would you want to just put your head in the sand and say, well, I'm so, you know, dyed in the wool with Donald Trump that I don't care what he does. Now, I know Trump has said he could shoot some people in the middle of Times Square and get away with it. Maybe he could. But when it comes to what the Bidens have done, I'm going to tell you right now, I'd turn Trump in. I'd be a whistleblower. I'd turn him in myself. In a letter to the House Ways and Means Committee that was dated May 17th, the IRS commissioner said this: I want to state unequivocally that I have not intervened and will not intervene in any way that would impact the status of any whistleblower. The IRS whistleblower you reference alleges that the change in their work assignment came at the direction of the Department of Justice. As a general matter and not in reference to any specific case, I believe it is important to emphasize that in any matter involving federal judicial proceedings, the IRS follows the direction of the Justice Department. So what this man is saying is that I didn't do anything to this IRS whistleblower. The Department of Justice is the one who reassigned this person. Change in work assignment is how they framed this thing. The whistleblower was punished and given a job that would be the equivalent of going to Siberia for the Russians. And that's what this government does to people that will do anything to showcase what the Biden family is doing. The biggest stories in our lifetime have to be how the Biden family is receiving money for doing absolutely nothing. More when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Okay, let me touch on this as well, because you also sit on Oversight Committee. The bank transactions that were outlined by Republicans this week, raising questions about Hunter Biden, what work he was doing, and why people, as you heard Congressman Donald say, like grandchildren, were getting paid. More questions than answers for a lot of folks right now, but here's something else that Congressman Donald said this week.
Whenever there was like this many companies just laying all over the place, and you see wire transfers and cashier checks over here going to random members of the family for no apparent purpose, at the size and velocity at which all of this was being conducted, the only logical conclusion of a financial professional is you are concealing money
Do you have any curiosity, any questions about this transaction?
Well, Steve Doocy from Fox himself asked. He said, there's no evidence of anything illegal, and there's no evidence of anything that ties it to President Biden. I wish the House Oversight Committee would spend more time worrying about the ordinary income of Americans going up than they are worried about the income of Hunter Biden.
So no question.
And I guess the... Well, I do have, here's my point. There is a U.S. attorney that President Trump appointed that is charged to look into all of this. And I have confidence in him. When he comes out with something, I'm not going to question it. But why are we wasting our time politicizing this in Congress? Let him do his job. He's a Trump appointee. He has full authority. He can look into all of this. I'm not going to question the facts. Let him do it, and then let's agree to his process.
For those of you who aren't aware, that's a guy, his name is Khanna, and he's a typical Democrat. She's asking him a very simple question. Are you curious about the things that Byron Donald said? Donald said, you got companies all over the place. You've got all these wire transfers. No apparent purpose for these people getting money. You look at the size and the velocity of the transactions. It's obvious that there is an attempt to conceal money. And she says, very simply and very pointedly, is there any curiosity about these transactions? Now, before you answer that question, which you've already answered it in your head, but before you answer it out loud to whoever you may be speaking with, ask yourself if there'd be any curiosity for Khanna if we were talking about the Trumps, if we were talking about somebody who was a Republican, a conservative. Would there be some, as I say to my son all the time, my youngest son, I said, do you have any intellectual curiosity whatsoever? If it's a topic he loves, he researches the heck out of it. If it's something he doesn't think he needs, he doesn't spend 2 seconds on it. And I ask him, just because you're not interested in it doesn't mean you shouldn't have an intellectual curiosity about it. You know, because that's how you critically think. If you think linearly, like it's all about baseball, and I'll give you a perfect example of what we talk about. When he thinks about baseball in the strictest sense of baseball, he's one-sided to it. It's baseball, Dad. You know, I know how to pick up a grounder. I know how to hit the ball. I know how to catch the ball. I know how to throw the ball. And I say to him, you do realize baseball has all kinds of aspects of things you need to learn in school. And he's like, oh, yeah, I don't get it. And I go, okay, well, let me ask you this. How do you hit a home run? And he's like, you know, the bat hits the ball. I go, yeah, that's your fundamental linear thinking of baseball. But what are the physics of it? How fast does the ball need to hit? And how fast does the bat need to be swung in order for you to get the type of pop or bat ball velocity to hit a home run? And while we're thinking about that, does the angle of which the ball hits the bat make a difference? Yeah. So I said, so we've talked about physics and geometry right there. Two subjects that you don't have any intellectual curiosity for. Now, I've made him have an intellectual curiosity because I force him to listen to do this. But I ask him, if a guy throws a 60-mile-an-hour sinker, are you likely to hit the ball or a knuckleball, are you likely to hit a home run than if he's throwing a 97-mile-an-hour fastball right over the plate? And let me ask you this, the bat, the shape of the bat, does it matter where the ball is hit on the bat? If it's hit at the end of the bat, are you going to hit a home run? Or do you have to hit what? The sweet spot. Why does the bat have a sweet spot? Do you understand the physics of that? Etc. So, bat speed, ball speed, bat angle, ball angle, the curvature, the spin of the ball. Why do you think they look at spin rates? I go, you're a pitcher of sorts. You know what it is when a pitcher is considered a good pitcher. And why is it the big focus these days is on spin rate? And things like this. Does a 92-mile-an-hour fastball matter from one guy to the other? Why is it that a guy like Granke can throw 92 miles an hour at between 85 to 92 miles an hour and be considered one of the top pitchers in the league, and another guy can throw 85 to 92 and he's playing double A? What is it? Why does a pitcher decide he's going to throw inside left, inside bottom versus outside up on a particular batter. It's physics. It's all these things. It's calculus. It's math. Now, if you think of baseball linearly, then you're not going to be too good at it. So when we're looking at all the things that we look at, we should be asking ourselves, we should have intellectual curiosity, regardless of politics. I don't care who we would be talking about. If you said to me, Ted Cruz, this is what we found about Ted Cruz. We got his bank records, and here's what he's doing. I would have the same reaction. But here's what we have. We have a government that's protecting the Biden family. They took IRS whistleblowers who said, look, we're seeing a strange pattern here with the Biden family. We're seeing that they're not paying their taxes. That it appears that they're actually intentionally trying not to. They're trying to obfuscate the monies that they're earning. Things like this. Should we look into it? Put a blank spot there. I don't care whose name goes into that. They should be looked into. I've given you examples of the IRS who've done this multiple times. They do it thousands of times a year where they look at the transactions of different companies and they say, this looks fishy. We have an entire part of our financial apparatus geared towards looking for people like this. But when it's pointed at the Biden family, then suddenly, I don't know. I don't know what I want to do about it. This is what this guy says. When I first learned of the allegations of retaliation referenced in your letter and in media reports on May 16, 2023, I contacted the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration. In light of laws and policies designed to protect the integrity of pending proceedings, I am unable to provide details on the matter. This is what the IRS commissioner wrote. Unbelievable. The whistleblower claimed that the entire IRS team working on the Hunter Biden probe was removed from the case. The whistleblower's attorney formally alleged that the move was clearly retaliatory. He wrote this letter to Congress. In an April 27 appearance before the committee, the commissioner said, I can say without any hesitation there will be no retaliation for anyone making an allegation or a call to a whistleblower hotline. So we have a whistleblower hotline that's been set up. It's now been used because somebody says, here's what's happening. And what do we get? We get a DOJ that decides to play with a whole different set of rules. Why? Because they don't like what the outcome would be. How many times are we going to need to see these crooked people do these crooked deals before we finally wake up and say, you know what, folks? We're going to make some changes. Now, that being said, who was it that Kevin McCarthy? He said, we sent a letter to Ray. We're going to get to the bottom of this. That's due to happen this week. Let's see if he backs that up. Let's see if the IRS gives this letter over. Now, if there is a God, and I know there is one, then we'll have people looking into this. And here's what the outcome should be. We should get this letter, and what we should understand is that the Democrats right now are prepping for what's going to happen. And I've already warned you what I think is going to happen. And I said, I think it's with 100% certainty I'll be right. Joe Biden is going to fake an injury. And it may not be a fake because he really needs to be gone. But he's going to have to now follow through. Dr. Jill is going to get knocked down a peg. She's not going to be first lady. And they're going to have to do something about this. Kamala Harris will take over. And they'll get to the bottom of it. And right about the time when election, you know, when she's getting ready to transition out, she's going to have to start offering all these pardons. And people were, because the question's been broached, well, will she just pardon Hunter Biden, acting as if Joe hasn't done anything wrong, or will she pardon Hunter and Joe? She's going to pardon the entirety of the Department of Justice, from Christopher Wray, Comey, and so on. She's going to cover everybody because she's going to have to.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.